makers of Tenderleaf Tea and Bluebonnet Margarine present The Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests Jack Haley, Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarcos, Al Goodman, his orchestra, and Kenny Delmar. The year-round, all-weather, all-purpose beverage is delicious Tenderleaf Tea. Fall, winter, spring, and summer. The all-weather, all-purpose beverage is tea. And month in, month out, Tenderleaf Tea Balls are the all-American favorite. Save money on Tenderleaf Tea Balls by getting the jumbo box of 48. Add economy to all the other reasons for their record-breaking popularity. Tenderleaf Tea Balls outsell all other kinds because they're better in every way. The tea is superb, rich, delicious. Famous for flavor, Tenderleaf brand tea. And this is a convenient way to serve it. In filter paper tea balls. The filter paper used for Tenderleaf tea balls is absolutely tasteless and insoluble. So your tea is never marred by stray leaves. It's solid pleasure, a cup of quick comfort when you need it most. Put in a supply so you never run out. Save money, too. Ask your grocer for the big box of 48 Tenderleaf brand tea balls.
Last week, Ralph Edwards started his new Miss Hush contest. Tonight, we can't bring you Miss Hush, but we can bring you Mr. Big Mouth. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In Portland, what is this Miss Hush business? Do you know who Miss Hush is?
Well, I don't even know who Miss Rheingold is.
Yeah. Do you know who you are?
Of course.
I just wanted to make sure. I know you couldn't be Miss Rheingold because Miss Rheingold has a head. But tell me what's new, Portland.
The British Broadcasting Corporation is going to broadcast Princess Elizabeth's wedding.
I wonder what they'll call the program.
Queen for a Day.
Say, it's only one man's opinion, but that is very good.
I just made it up.
You just made it up? No kidding. What do I need with writers? Why, for a half-hour program, I can just throw you a couple of straight lines, stand back, and let you cut loose. I sense it. Something tells me that.
You're not kidding.
You mean?
I know how to make up jokes.
You do?
There's a piece in that new magazine, 47.
Oh, I saw that in the November issue of 47. A writer who used to work with us, Herman Woke, tells how radio writers make up their jokes.
It's easy.
Really? Mm-hmm. Let me hear you make up a joke right now. No help from the audience, please. All right, make up a joke.
All right. A basketball team is chasing a football team down the street. What time is it?
A basketball team chasing a football team, what time is it?
11:05.
I was wrong. I do need writers. Tell me, what else is new?
A recent poll shows that 30% of the people in Cincinnati have never heard of the U.N.
Well, it comes out even. 70% of the U.N. have never heard of Cincinnati. Tell me, what is your last clipping there?
The Treasury Department says that the life of a $10 bill is 3 years.
Really? Do you think the life of a $10 bill is only 3 years?
Well, I don't know. I never had one die on my hands.
You had one die on your hands right then. One in the joke in one hand and the $10 bill in the other. Tell me, have you ever seen a $7 bill?
No.
I have one here from the gas company. I hope we both live to be as old as that joke is. And as decrepit and as bent as the writer is who brought it in this afternoon. I fell out of his wheelchair as he was going by on his way to work for Red Skelton. I let him go. His wheelchair used to squeak at conferences, so I said, out with you in the chair. But before I get any... That was a writer who got sick of standing for comedians, got his own wheelchair, and was sitting down for... And before I get any older, Cortland, I am leaving for Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, recently, an authority on music, I think it was Jack Eigen, I'm not quite sure, but this authority on music said that swing is on its way out and sweet music is coming into favor. And so our question is, what type of music do you prefer, sweet or swing?
Shall we go?
As one button said to the other button on the fat man's vest, I am popping off. Ah, it's so good to get back to Allen's Alley, Portland, with the elite. I guess the senator's leaving for Washington. Look, his bindle is packed on the front step there. Well, let's knock.
Somebody, I see somebody's trying to rouse old Senator Claghorn.
Well, yes.
Oh, it's you, son.
Yeah.
Well, let me shake that thing that's hanging out of your sleeve.
Yeah.
Open up there, son. Tell me, what do you know for sure?
Well, Senator...
Stop gabbing, son. Give me both barrels. I'm busier than Vyshinsky's interpreter.
Now, wait a minute.
Down in Washington, grilling them picture people about communism.
Oh, you've been down there?
I ain't never trusted Hollywood since I've seen that Lum and Abner picture.
Yeah?
Lum was phoning Abner, and he was using the party line.
Party line? Well, have you found any other propaganda?
I sure have. One movie I saw, it was Weekend at the YMCA.
Yeah, I see.
Right there, near the end of the picture, the boy and girl is eating dinner. There's a close-up of a big combination salad.
And you?
As soon as I seen that salad, I had them trapped.
The salad was propaganda?
On that combination salad, they had Russian dressing.
The senator...
I'm too slick for them, son. I know all the ins and outs. As old Flourbag said, I've been through the mill.
How do you think the Red investigation will end up, Senator?
Well, son, if the Senate don't quit throwing money around on these investigations, the whole country's going to end up in the red.
Well, Senator...
In the red, that is.
I heard it. The first time, Senator. Tell it was my misfortune to be close enough to hear it the second time. Tell me... How do you feel about this music trend? Do you think that swing music is giving way to sweet?
Well, there's only one thing we're afraid of down in Washington, son.
Yes?
Whether it's sweet or swing,
yes?
In 1948, us Democrats have got to face the music. So long, son. So long.
Unless Mr. Petrillo changes his mind by 1948, no politician will be able to take a look at the record. Say, I wonder... I just said that to fill in time. We had 5 seconds. What was I going to do? Stand around and look at the film? I wonder if Mr. Moody is still up.
Howdy, Bob.
What? Tell me, Mr. Moody, what about this trend of music from swing to sweet?
Why, it can't come too soon to please me.
You don't like swing music?
No.
You don't?
You can have your ragtime shouters and your calypso singers.
The calypso singers, too.
I'll take Burl Ives and Red Foley and Salty Dog Holmes.
I see.
I tell you, when Burl Ives strums his guitar and sings the Big Rock Candy Mountain, tears come to my eyes.
Tears, eh?
Yeah. And when Red Foley sings... She left an old mother who just didn't know of the sin neath the bright city lights. Then them tears just rolled down my vest into my watch pocket.
I see.
But between Burl and Red, my watch is always rusty.
Well, I can see that music affects you easily. Do you play any instrument?
Well, I used to play the zither, but my lap got tender. I had to give it up.
Do you sing?
Only in the bathtub.
The bathtub, eh?
I ain't sung since last spring.
Well, don't you ever dance?
No, last time I danced, cured me.
Well, what happened?
Why, it was a church social.
Yeah?
I was introduced to this cutie from Kansas City.
I see.
She was hot stuff.
Yeah?
Was wearing a cat of nine tails corsage and bulldog shoes.
He was hot.
Yeah. Well, the band started playing. We was doing the Portland Fancy.
Uh-huh.
I kept twirling her.
Yeah?
And I noticed she was growing.
Oh, really?
I finally says, Kid, it seems to me you're getting taller.
Uh-huh.
She says, I know. I got a wooden leg and you're twirling me the wrong way. So long, Bob.
So long. Oh, well, let's try this next door.
Howdy, kiddo.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum. Tell me, what are you doing with that popcorn bag?
Last night I'm going to the movies.
Uh-huh.
It is a short picture.
I see.
I'm having popcorn left over.
Oh, with a short picture. Tell me, what picture did you see?
It is a new one. Walt Disney.
Walt Disney?
They are calling it Fun with Fancy Could Be Free.
Oh. Well, what is the picture about?
Well, in the zoo is a little bear, a puppy bear.
Uh-huh.
It is named Bongo.
Is Bongo a cinnamon bear?
Who could tell the flavor?
That's right. It might have been peppermint.
Oh, tutti frutti could be also.
Possibly.
Yes.
Well, now, Mrs. Nussbaum, about this music trend.
Only one kind of music is not changing.
Not sweet or swing?
Hillbilly music, country style.
Oh, what do you know about rustic music?
Every summer I'm spending by Davidoff's Dude Ranch my vacation.
Well, fine, but where does the music come in?
Well, every night by the corral is square dancing.
Square dancing?
And all the dances I am calling. Yippee!
You call the dances. How do they sound?
Swing your partner. Who is caring? You are the onion. She's the herring. Turn to the right. Use your noodle. Do-si-do and shake your strudel. Shake your strudel. Thank you.
Thank you. Here we are. And here we are at the last shanty in Allen's Alley.
Remember the letters, F.N.E. For flavor, nutrition, economy. Green bonnet margarine.
Wait a minute, Mr. Cassidy. That's blue bonnet margarine.
In my neighborhood, me boy, the bonnet is green.
Tell me, Ajax, what is your reaction to this music trend?
Oh, sure, I seen the handwriting on the hurdy-gurdy, so to speak.
Something told you swing was through?
Well, no, me boy, it was bruited about. The Gene Krupa was trying to sell his drum to the Salvation Army.
I see.
The next day, Chibaba Chibaba fell off the hit parade.
And you saw other signs the swing was finished?
Kerrigan took out his jukebox. He hired a band.
A band, eh?
Mm-hmm. Guy Lombrady and his Royal Hibernian.
Guy Lombrady?
Playing the sweetest music this side of Third Avenue.
What sort of a band does Guy have?
Well, it's two bagpipes, three oboes, a concertina, and a hot water bottle.
Well, what is the hot water bottle for?
The concertina player's got arthritis.
Tell me, how do you feel about sweet music yourself, Mr. Cassidy?
I have an intense aversion to all music, and that goes for Toscanini and Spike Jones, too.
Really?
I even carry rocks with me to throw at nightingales.
Well, why?
Well, some years ago, I had the misfortune to listen to a musical selection.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it led to all my troubles.
But,
Turned me from a gay, carefree bucko to a bitter old bore.
Well, what was this musical selection that ruined your life?
The Wedding March. Goodbye, Hemo.
And as the sun slowly sinks over the roofs of Allen's Alley, we turn to welcome the five DeMarco sisters. Under the skilled guidance of Al Goodman, who will attempt to dominate his orchestra for one night only, the DeMarco sing Naughty Angeline.
Too many rings on your finger, Naughty Angeline. You laugh at romance that lingers, Naughty Angeline. You take a heart and you break it just for fun. Some day you break one too many, yours may be the one. Everyone kisses a flower filled with sweet perfume. Nobody kisses a flower after it has lost its bloom. Find someone's arms,
Mr. Peckham, baby.
Settle down, fall this time. Cause deep in your heart, you're a good little girl. Naughty Angeline. Angeline, Angeline. Can't you hear me calling Angeline? Why don't you find somebody's arms now? Playing a part, cause deep in your heart, you're a good little girl. Shame on you, naughty, naughty, naughty Angela.
Thank you.
You are now an hour man with a suggestion.
A tip like this is worth a lot when you're shopping these days. It's something to remember.
If mealtime is often spoiled in your home because it's such an effort to coax your children to eat their vegetables, listen carefully. You can now give your children the goodness of 8 different vegetables in a delicious drink they'll love. Just give them V8 vegetable juices. V8 is one of the most enticing drinks that's ever been concocted. And here's the important thing. Every tempting sip of V8 contains the goodness from 8 different vegetables. Tomatoes and beets of the red variety, lettuce, spinach, watercress, parsley, and celery of the leafy green variety, carrots of the yellow variety. Thus, when you serve V8, your children get both the goodness and variety of 8 different vegetables. Get V8 vegetable juices tomorrow. Give it to your children for lunch, dinner, or between meals. They'll love V8, and it's really good for them.
You have just heard a few bars of Near You, played by Maestro Al Goodman, and 25 reasons why he doesn't have his own program. Now, ladies, say, Portland.
Yes?
Will you make a note that our guest next Sunday is Maurice Chevalier, the famous French star?
I'll mark it down. Next Sunday, Maurice Chevalier.
Capital C with Chevalier. Yes. And now, will you hand me that movie manuscript on the piano there?
Movie manuscript?
Yes, it's the story of my life. Hollywood is making everybody's life these days. Anyone who has lived long enough to last through 5 reels can sell his story to a picture company.
Which studio is going to do your picture?
The only Hollywood producer who hasn't been investigated. Mr. Cecil B. Schmidlap. And that reminds me, I have an appointment with Mr. Schmidlap tonight, Portland. He's going to read my script. I'll see you later. I'll be back. Ah, this is the office. What's this sign? Eagle Beagle Productions. If it's a beagle picture, you know it's a dog. Well, I'll go in.
Fred Allen.
Jack Haley. Gee, yes. Jack, what are you doing here in Schmidlap's office?
I'm going to sell him my life story.
Well, I'm going to sell him my life story, too.
But I thought 20th Century Fox made a picture about your life.
What picture?
Nightmare Alley.
I think we're in it here. Now, look. Look, Jack, we both can't sell our lives.
But, Fred, how can they make your life? Nothing's ever happened to you. The picture will come out as short.
Well, Jack...
Well, even as a baby, you were a nobody.
You were a celebrity?
Well, when I was 2 months old, my picture was in every magazine and newspaper in the country.
Your picture?
Yeah, I was holding my bottle that said, Little Jackie Haley has switched to Carnation.
But later, Jack, we were kids together.
Yeah, and you were a pretty old kid, too, as I remember. You had varicose veins in kindergarten.
Not fallen arches I had in kindergarten. Why, when I was a boy in Boston, I worked in the public library.
And what a soft job you had.
Soft job?
Why, in those days, only 3 books had been written, and 2 of them were banned in Boston.
Say, remember when we both went into vaudeville together?
Oh, I sure do. Remember that rooming house we used to live in? Mother Shapiro's? Room, 50 cents a night?
With a door on the room, it was 75.
And those rats in Mother Shapiro's, were they big? One rat was a bellboy.
If you didn't tip him, he'd eat a hole in your bag. Say, remember that lunch wagon we used to eat in?
Yeah, one of the wheels was missing.
The lunch wagon slanted. You had to eat everything uphill.
And those meals, beans, pie, and coffee for a dime.
Beans, pie, and coffee.
Yeah, many a spoon I bent trying to stir that coffee.
Remember some of those vaudeville acts we used to work with?
Yeah, do you remember Sadie the snake charmer?
Sadie kept her stockings up with 2 garter snakes.
Do you remember... Shall I wait? I just want to...
I told him to put that laugh in an incubator. See what happened to it later on in life.
You remember Sam, the big cobra Sadie had?
They what? What happened to Sam, the cobra?
Well, Sam swallowed a pool cue in Des Moines. Yeah. He couldn't coil up to go to sleep. Sam died of insomnia.
Sam died, eh?
Yeah, I went to the funeral.
Say, I've never seen a snake's funeral. What was it like?
The coffin was 29 feet long.
My gosh.
Yes, they had Sam lying in state in the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah. Sam was a good snake, Jack. You know, he used to get delirium tremens and see men.
You remember Fifi and her dancing bear?
Well, I saw the bear the other day. He's working for Arthur Murray. Studio in Alaska, I think. Say, I wonder whatever became of Waldo and his elephant.
Oh, the elephant died of ptomaine.
Oh.
He got a bad peanut in Duluth.
I remember one time in Sioux City, two trucks full of bicarbonate drove up to the theater. The elephant had indigestion. Well, after he finished the second trunk load of bicarbonate, the elephant burped and blew the back out of the theater. I remember.
With all these experiences, my life will make a smash hit.
Well, my life is no B picture, remember.
Mr. Schmidlap will see you now through this door, please.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Schmidlap?
Come in, boys. You're just in time. Have I got trouble?
Mr. Schmidlap, we have two scenarios.
Who needs scenarios? I'm in the movie business. All my popcorn machines are running dry. I need 400 pounds of butter.
Well, I have written my life story.
And I've written mine.
I'm sorry, boys. I'm sorry. Single lives in pictures today are passé. The public wants doubles.
Doubles?
I'm closing a deal to make the lives of Sears and Roebuck, Abercrombie and Fitch.
I've got it, Mr. Schmidlap. We can combine our lives.
Gad, Haley and Allen. We'll be bigger than Park and Tilford.
What do you say, Mr. Schmidlap?
Boys, you won't believe this, but I can't visualize it.
No, I won't believe it. Tell me why. Why, let me explain, Mr. Schmidlap.
Yeah?
Now, our picture opens with a blare of trumpets.
Cecil B. Schmidlap Productions presents the Haley and Allen story.
The year is 1900. The city is Boston.
The picture opens on Beacon Street.
Hold it. No, boys. Beacon Street is out.
Well, Beacon Street...
We worked Beacon Street to death in the late George Apley. We've got to have something new.
But we were both born on Beacon Street.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I've got it. The whole opening is out. You're 19 years old when you're born. All right, what's next?
Well, next, the scene is the Harvard campus. As the picture starts, we see two Harvard men chatting.
I say, Frederick, isn't it exciting? Our first prom.
Yes, John. This is my first date, too. I'm nervous.
Oh, there's nothing to be frightened about. They're Wellesley girls.
I'm trembling.
You are? Hasn't your father told you about the birds and the bees?
Only about the birds.
He hasn't told you about the bees?
Well, nobody told father about the bees. Father was 62 before he knew what honey was. But what do I do when the girls get here?
I'll tell you what I did last night. I was out with a blonde Lulu, a candy kiddo.
Gee whiz.
I drove her home in my Stutz Bearcat.
John.
We were standing in the vestibule.
John.
Nobody was around.
Oh, John.
I opened my raccoon coat, whipped out my mandolin, and played Sweet Marie.
Oh, I'm fainting.
As I prepared to leave, this Tessie said, John, aren't you going to kiss me?
Heaven.
Kiss you, you brazen flossy, I said. I'm a Harvard man.
So,
with that, I picked up my mandolin and strode out of the vestibule.
Woo-hoo, guys.
Oh, here come the girls. Wave your pennant.
Say, who is that fellow with them?
He has a saxophone. Hi-ho, everybody.
A Yale man.
Hold it. That's out.
It's out?
We can't make any college pictures.
No college pictures?
They give our producers an inferiority complex.
Oh,
all right, what's next?
The big dramatic climax. It's 20 years later. America's foremost surgeon is Dr. J. Haley. In the charity ward of a Bowery hospital, a derelict lies on the operating table. The nurse prepares him for a delicate brain operation. Dr. Haley, clad in gauze dungarees, rubber mittens, and antiseptic hip boots, enters the operating room.
Ready, nurse?
Ready, Dr. Haley.
Remove his hat.
All right, doctor.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Blotter.
Blotter.
Zipper.
Zipper.
There you are. His head looks like a briefcase, but he will live.
Dr. Haley, you've worked a miracle. Will you sign this derelict chart?
No, the name in this chart. It's Fred Allen.
So what?
He's a Harvard man.
A Harvard man?
Nurse, erase where it says Fred Allen, drunken bum.
Yes, doctor.
Put down Fred Allen, man of distinction.
Hold it. No, the surgery is out.
What?
Dr. Kildare makes all the medical pictures. Now, let me hear the rest.
The rest? Well, all we have left is the big class reunion.
Now, what happened?
Why, we sing.
So it's a musical. Why didn't you say so? Let's hear the song.
Many years ago, we met in Boston. In those good old days, we didn't have a bean. And when you didn't have a bean in Boston, brother, your brown bread would look mighty lonesome. We'll always be good friends, we made a vow.
We meant it, that's why we're together now.
Pals, we'll always be pals. What you do is okay with me. Pals, just regular pals. What you do will suit me to a T. You can have all my money, my silver and gold.
I'll give you my jokes, the ones that I've told.
Good friends, we'll be till we're old, because we're pals, pals, pals.
We have been pals for a long time, haven't we, Fred?
That's true, Jack.
You know, I don't want to appear sentimental, but I'd like to take this opportunity publicly to tell you just how I feel about you as a friend.
Well, thanks a lot, Jack. I appreciate it.
You know, Fred, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for you.
I know that, Jack.
You have so much difficult for me to express myself. Do you like this tie?
Yes, it's lovely. Very pretty tie.
You may have
one. Oh, now, don't take your tie off, Jack. No, I don't want your necktie. No, please, Jack. No, don't. I don't want your necktie. Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Jack. Isn't that lovely?
You know, Fred, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
I appreciate that, Jack.
Do you need any blood?
No, I don't.
You look kind of white.
Well, I'm loaded, Jack. Honestly, I couldn't do it.
Won't you take just a little blood?
No, thanks,
Jack. Has anybody out there got a razor blade?
No, don't, Jack. Don't open a vein just on my account. Please, don't do it. I don't need it.
But I just want to show you, Fred, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for you.
I appreciate that, Jack. And you're my best friend, too. There's nothing I would... Why, I'd give you the shirt off my back.
I know you would, Fred.
No, you're laughing, Jack. Well, you don't think I'd give you the shirt off my back. Listen, Jack, when I tell a fellow, a friend of mine... Jack, believe me, you can have this shirt. There, Jack, there's the shirt off my back. I got a friend of a friend.
Isn't that wonderful? He gave me the shirt off his back. Least he could have done was have it laundered. Well, if you think I'm going to stand here and see you give me the shirt off...
Jack, no, I don't, Jack. Please, don't give me the shirt. I'm no Indian giver. I don't need your shirt. Jack, if you're going to do that for me... Now, wait a minute, okay? If you give me your shirt, Jack, I've got to give you something, too. I'm going to give you...
Not your pants, Fred! Not your pants! Oh!
Because we're pals! Pals!
Before we remind you to remember Tenderleaf tea and blue bonnet margarine on your shopping days, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Jack Haley for dropping by tonight. Next week, our guest will be Maurice Chevalier. Thank you and good night. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.